Day 128, or May the 8th. When things look down, look up. Our thoughts today are from Nehemiah chapter 5, verse 19. Remember me with favour, my God, for all I have done for these people. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Nehemiah's wall-building project certainly brought more than its fair share of criticism and opposition. However, he remained a fine example of an unselfish man who was simply trying his best to do what God was asking of him. Despite encountering much opposition in the shape of extortion, compromise, slander, and treachery, Nehemiah remains faithful throughout it all and finally sees the wall around Jerusalem completed in record time. In just 52 days, he completes a project that would take many months if attempted today. And now, our action step for today. At first reading, Nehemiah's prayer sounds very selfish. He seems to be saying, "Lord, bless me," and that can't be right, can it? Surely we pray for others rather than ourselves. However, it was Nehemiah who needed prayer support as criticism and negativity came close to engulfing him as he labored to rebuild the wall around Jerusalem. Praying for himself seemed the right thing to do. When the Lord Jesus was asked to teach his disciples how to pray, part of the reply, which was later called the Lord's Prayer, included words like, "Give us today our daily bread, forgive us our debts, lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from the evil one." These are specific prayers for self and others, whereas Nehemiah simply prays for himself as the one in particular need at the time. Those of us who are earthly fathers want to hear from our children, even if they're only asking for something. Our Heavenly Father loves to hear from us, even if, all too often, we present him with a long list of wants. When you next feel down or in need of encouragement, don't be afraid to pray for yourself, as this often leads to you praying for others too.